A mate of mine isn't a computer fanatic, but she uses a computer almost constantly in her work. Recently, we were having a chat about computer software, and she said, "Ray, you know what really gives me a pain about the software I'm using? It's putting in the date." Apparently, her software will only allow dates in the American format of month, then day, then year, rather than the traditional Australian format of day, then month, then year. This is only a minor point, but an annoying one. And software producers really don't want to annoy their customers, particularly when they may change to another brand. One company that's worked in this field is Intuit, the producers of Quicken, a personal and small business financial management package. They've just released an Australian version of the software following the successful introduction of a version for the United Kingdom. From the United Kingdom, Alex Merrifield, the Intuit product manager, explained how important it is to localise such business software.
Different countries use different financial instruments whereby home users and small businesses are able to organise their finances and make their banks work for them.
What are these financial instruments that you are talking about?
Well, for example, a key financial instrument that that Intuit recognised quite early on in its experience in Australia is the statutory requirement to submit a personal tax return each year. We have no such requirement in the UK, although the Americans do, and therefore shipping across American products to Australia, which were basically geared up for US tax returns, was we felt, not the best way to serve our users. We did our research, and like many common financial tasks, we found that customers were not too delighted about spending too long on financial tasks and wanted a way to have all their information readily to hand when it came to the time of year that they needed to submit a tax return.
In the UK, what sort of mechanisms would you have put into Quicken to make Quicken usable in the United Kingdom?
Well, well over 50% of our users in the UK, in common with users in the US, and I learn in common with users in Australia, use the product for small business financial organisation. If in the UK, the biggest bugbear of a small businessman's life is the need to report VAT to Customs and Excise, and therefore writing a UK version of Quicken really meant that we had to have VAT very competently executed within the program.
How hard is it to localise software?
It is hard unless you have a proper research organisation in place. We have a presence on the ground in Australia. We have distributors that listen for us and organise research programmes. I think in localising software, you have to let the user design future versions. And in order to do that, you have to ask the user what he'd like to see improved. And that's exactly what we've been doing.
So we may be designing buying not so much Australian-made software, but certainly Australian-designed software.
Yes, indeed. I think increasingly, though, that those companies which are going to localise successfully will be putting in local content to the extent that that a good deal of the software may be made in Australia. For example, we had a couple of programmers came to Australia and spent some time writing code here. They were Americans, but I can see a time in the future when we actually have local programming teams.